The new season of A Prairie Home Companion can be heard every weekend here on WUSF. This Wednesday, its host will make an appearance in Tampa's Stress Center. WUSF's Kathy Carter recently caught up with Chris Thiele.
Chris, you spent part of the summer touring with your band, the Punch Brothers. Just started the second season of A Prairie Home Companion, and you have a toddler at home. So what can you tell us about sleep deprivation?
I think we should conference my wife in on that one, actually. She is the authority on sleep deprivation. But, you know, I guess that's kind of the great question of our time is how do we stay productive while we're doing so much? It's the malaise of our time, and we all have to kind of figure out how to navigate those waters.
Well, right, because we have so many distractions now with the social media and with the cell phones. But what is it about a shared experience, like listening to A Prairie Home Companion, that resonates with so many people?
I would love to think that the show can be an antidote to exactly the stuff that we're talking about right now. There's a church-ish aspect to it. And I think that for someone like me, you know, raised going to church on Sundays, that regardless of what I was actually absorbing from that experience, there was this centering aspect of it that I crave as an adult, and that I think people, regardless of their backgrounds, crave a certain sort of centering, especially now. And to come together on a Saturday night around the radio, like as if it were some sort of networked campfire, to share in some hearable art, you know, whether it be musical or comedic, I think that is a very powerful and somewhat religion-like experience.
And you grew up listening to our Prairie Home Companion.
Yeah. Every Saturday, Prairie Home Companion, but of course, but also everything on public radio. That is not a generational pleasure. I think it should be generationless. My parents were in their early 20s when they started listening to Prairie Home Companion. I was born in 81, and my parents were already avid listeners, so it's like among my earliest memories are hearing Garrison's voice in our living room on Saturday, and public radio in general. I mean, my parents just turned it on in the morning and didn't turn it off until it was bedtime.
Yet there were plenty of skeptics who said A Prairie Home Companion couldn't possibly continue without Garrison Keillor. But that proved to be wrong. Congratulations. It's still very, very popular.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, I mean, I think people were absolutely right when most of us who are fans of the show thought of the show. The first thing that you thought about was Garrison's voice. And that, of course, couldn't go on without his direct participation. The only thing that people maybe didn't have in their direct field of vision was the monumental achievement that is the format of the show. That is not contingent on his direct involvement. If you think of like Haydn's impact on the string quartet or something like that, the string quartet didn't die with Haydn. My theory is that this format that Garrison Keillor created, that can live on apart from his direct involvement in the show.
Well, you hosted 13 episodes last season, and congratulations, now you have a full 26 episodes for this season.
Yes. I feel like now we're really going to be able to create an arc, and the kind of acreage I'm going to have with 26, as both a creator of music and a curator of music, it feels a little bit more like a novel as opposed to a short story. And we've got a lot of new ideas. I'm really, really excited about this season of the show.
Oh, we are too, and you can hear A Prairie Home Companion each weekend right here at WUSF, and you can see Chris Thiele live. He's playing the Stress Center in Tampa this Wednesday. Chris Thiele, very good to talk to you.
Oh, thank y'all for this incredible gift of the second season. If y'all hadn't kept tuning in, I'd be on an interview talking about some other project, and I'm just delighted to be talking about this one still, because I feel like there's work to be done yet. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Chris Thiele, Wednesday at Stress Center in Tampa, A Prairie Home Companion is on here Saturday evening at 6 and Sunday at noon.